911, what is the location of your emergency?
Okay, what's going on at Vinny? Please fire a medical.
No, it's not a medical issue. We have a missing child since this morning. We already called 3 times. And the police didn't show up yet.
Are you looking? Or
yes.
Do you know? Okay.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, I see it right here for you. Yes, ma'am, I see it. This is waiting for a deputy to respond.
They haven't come here yet.
I'm aware, ma'am. I see it. It's waiting for a deputy to respond.
You're waiting for a deputy to respond?
Yes, ma'am.
And how long more do we need to wait? It's a child missing.
I understand that, ma'am, but I'm just not able to give out ETA. I don't know when they'll be there.
So how long do we need to wait?
Ma'am,
this is an emergency.
Ma'am, we have the information, but they're trying to get to someone as soon as possible.
So this is not important for you guys? Really?
Ma'am, we're a very busy in the area. Look, I understand they'll be there as soon as they can, okay?
Mm-hmm.
911, what is the location of your emergency?
Okay, police or medical?
Hi, I called not that long ago reporting a missing child. I just wanted to know how long the cops are going to take to get here.
Okay, hold on. Let me open up the call and let's see. The call is still currently pending to have the deputies respond out there, but we don't have any available deputies. We still have the call up, though, holding.
Okay, so no one's on their way yet?
Not yet, no.
Does it take long for them to respond to the call?
If there's a big emergency in the area and there's no units available, they put the calls on hold. But as soon as one becomes available, they respond to the next pressing call.
Okay. Yeah, we just need one here urgently. So
I understand. We still have the call. We still have the call holding.
Yes.
Yep, we still have the call holding for them. I'll go ahead and update them with the information.
All right, thank you, because this happened very recently, so we just want to get everyone here. She's been missing since 8 a.m., so we want to get everything done as soon as possible to try to find her.
I understand.
Okay. Thank you.
911, what's the location of your emergency?
It's...
And is there a specific apartment number, ma'am?
It's...
And do you need police, fire, or medical?
Police, possibly. I'm reporting a missing child.
Okay. And what is the name of the business there, ma'am?
The business?
Okay. And the child that you're trying to report missing, are you calling on behalf of the parent?
Yes, on behalf of the mother.
Okay. And then ma'am, how old is the child?
She's...
And could I go ahead and get her name?
Yes, it's...
And is she white, black, or Hispanic?
She's white.
Okay.
Dirty blonde hair, blue eyes.
Okay. Hold on with me here. And then what color shirt and pants was she last seen wearing?
Hold on. Let me ask. Then what color shirt and, what was she last wearing? Hold on. We're finding out.
Okay, and then how long has it been, though, since you guys have last seen her?
Since this morning. She was dropped off at school this morning, and apparently she never showed up. We called everyone we knew. No one's seen her.
Okay, and then so, ma'am, I just want to confirm, though, was she last seen from this address? Is this where you guys last saw her?
No. She was last seen at... the church next to Hunters Creek Middle School. I think it's called Peace Church. I'm not sure of the exact address. She was wearing a dark green hoodie, I believe.
What is the name of the church?
I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's called Peace Church. It's the one right next to Hunters Creek Middle School. It's the, well, no.
Got it. It's across the street from it?
I believe so, yeah. There's two. I just forgot about the other one. It's not Focal Point Church. It's
Well, is it Peace United Methodist Church?
Yes.
Okay.
It's that one.
Okay, is she diagnosed with any medical mental conditions at all?
I know she takes medication for ADHD, and I think that I'm pretty sure that's it.
Okay. Sorry, bear with me here. And is she known to carry anything on her person, like a pocket knife, pepper spray, anything at all like that?
No,
okay.
No, nothing like that.
Does she have a cell phone that she might keep on her person?
She doesn't. She had one, but she left it at home conveniently today.
Okay.
Okay.
And ma'am, what is your name?
My name is
Okay, perfect, thank you. And just so we recognize you when we arrive there, though, at the advanced come meet with you guys. Are you, ma'am, white, black, Indian, Asian, or Hispanic?
I'm Hispanic.
And what color shirt and pants will you be wearing?
Pants, dark wash jeans. I have a green cardigan on and a white shirt.
Thank you. And I just need to verbally confirm as all. Do you have any at all weapons on your person?
No, I do not.
Okay. All right. And are you going to be waiting for us inside?
I'll come outside. I just see through glass. I'll see when you guys show up.
Okay, perfect then. So then I'll get a call placed for service. We'll have deputies out there to come and make a report with you and to come and assist with trying to find your, okay?
Okay, her mother and my, they're going to the school to double check and everything, but from what we know, she wasn't there. So they should
okay.
be back soon too because it's right next to the
school.
Yeah,
that's fine. So if at least one of you remains there, though, to meet with an officer, that's more than fine, okay?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, then. All right. Thank you so much, ma'am. And I'll go ahead and let you go. We'll be out there as quickly as we can, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.